بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. A short principle of tariq, which is very very important as well. So now, up to now, you have understood that the what are some of the preconditions of the tariq, what is that it is purpose and aim is raza-e haq, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Himself. So you know that uska samra sulook ka tareeqe ki bajawri ahkam hai. So you know the methodology and some briefly, it's not actually detailed, I'm not saying briefly. You know the methodology is to practice sincerity, and the aim, objective is, ultimate aim is the raza-e haq. And how do you practice? By following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ways, his sunnah, his lifestyle. So this you have briefly understood now, I hope so. To usse ye bhi samajh mein aa gaya ki ye tareeq mukhalif shariat ke nahi. The principle which is that you should be able to understand automatically from this that this tariq or the path is not something against Sharia. ये शरीयत के मुखालफत नहीं. Like बाज जो हाल का ये कहना है, like some ignorant people and ignorant claimants of that we are saints and we are Sufis, and they say कहना कि शरीयत और है और तरीकत और है. शरीयत is something else and तरीकत is something else. It is not allowed in Sharia, but it is allowed in tariqa. That is, they are deviant saying. Shariat and tariqat are not different things, or the opposite things. Actually, Shariat is the, if you can say, the body, and the tariqat is the spirit of that body. Tariqat is the spirit of that body. And haqiqat is experiencing and tasting the body and the spirit. Now when you go through it, that is again, tariqat is that you are trying to go through, but when you really attain it, then you are experiencing. It is like you are eating, let's say, a mango or orange. So one is the form of the orange, the skin of the orange, or the peel of the orange. And one is the spirit, and that is actually the, and the soul, that is the juice and the vitamins which are contained in the juice. So if the orange is there, orange and the juice is not something separate, they are part of one thing. But orange is there, it is filled with juice, you are not getting anything. So people who have knowledge of the Sharia, knowledge of the tariqah, they don't have anything. They have the knowledge, but they have not tasted it. So orange is there. Some is, first example is the orange is there, the juice is not in it. Jab wohi nahi hai, to orange jo hai, is not full. So similarly, a person who says on Sharia, he says on believes on Islam, but he doesn't have sincerity, he is not patient, he is not content, he doesn't have love of Allah, his messenger, but he is very dryly following some of Islamic injunctions. So his example is like the orange without juice. Usme kuch nahi, only the shell. It's more near hypocrisy rather than actually Islam. Second is the situation of many people, that orange is there, they have the orange, they have the juice in the orange, meaning that tariqat is there as well. But they are not eating it. They're just piling themselves with orange on top of their head and around them and thinking that they are benefiting from it. So that is the example of those people who attain knowledge, attended reading book after book, studying, doing degrees, research degrees, attending conference after conference. But it's all around them. Juice is there, there's no doubt now. The orange is there. together. And what the tasawwuf and tazkiyah nafs and ihsan is actually to open the orange, to cut the orange, and to drink or eat the orange with the juice as well. Usko wo haqeeqat hai, that is actually reality, the experience, or that is ihsan. See, in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, there is iman. Iman is the juice, you can say, the actual thing. And then the outwardly ibadat, worships, that is Islam. And then ihsan, the perfection of them, experiencing them. So until a person experiences, the uses these shariat and tariqah, he's not, no matter he's living in a house full of orange, and he sleeps in orange, he gets up while orange are all around him. Lekin he'll never get the vitamins, or his thirst will never be quenched, and never taste juice. So that is the example of those people who study about the tasawwuf, saliheen, and they have knowledge, but they have not got the haqeeqah, nor they have walked on the tariqat. Because if they walk on the tariqat, meaning the path, they will get to haqeeqah. They have knowledge. So some people, they are all their life, they stay in this confusion. No one can show them the path, or they don't tend to understand. They think and understand. We read a book which says self-purification. Yes, Imam Ghazali. So now from the beginning end we have read it. Alhamdulillah, I have read it. And they've been to scholars or courses, no matter 5 years they have studied, 10 years they have studied, it doesn't matter. It's still outside. Manaj is still outside. But this course of self-purification and tazkiyah nafs, especially the Tariqa Muhammadiyah, is such that the first day a person comes and he begins to drink the juice. The shell or the outer world or the juice is there, but he begins, the drinking part actually begins the first day. For example, a person who goes to speeches, read books, that person should not do ghibat, usko jhoot nahi bolna chahiye. But he says it's very difficult to abstain from it. Chugli nahi karni chahiye, backbiting, slandering, ye nahi karna. He listens to speeches, goes everywhere, here, there, and he listens full cassettes and speeches of scholars on the topic of backbiting, the dangers of the tongue, etc., etc. But he never had the tawfiq to stop from them. Meaning that he never started, but he liked to stop from them. So he's got the orange. He got together orange and the juice, etc. So he might become a scholar, but he's not got the haqeeqah, he's not drank it. He might be very knowledgeable. Lekin this course of tazkiyah nafs or the mashayikh activity, a person, illiterate person comes first day, and they, in the course, as you know as well, teaching the basics of aqaid or actually the knowledge of fiqh. And first, if any sheet, let's say the tongue sheet is given, so this means the first day he doesn't have all the knowledge what is ghiba and what knows about the Quranic verses and ahadith, he doesn't know. But he begins to drink from the first day. From morning I'm not doing it. So he's got the background knowledge or not, it doesn't matter. As long as he's drinking the juice, he's not concerned. Instead of the orange, juicy mil jaye, so and he is getting fresh juice, so sufficient for him. He is getting the shell, he is getting the juice can only come from a shell. It cannot come without the orange. So a person who is arif, he will be definitely getting it from sharia and tariqah. He cannot just actually jump to the juice and the juice. I have never seen an orange, my juice never came from orange, but it is the orange. It might look like orange juice, but it's not orange. It will be something else. And that is called deviance, misguidance. That it looks like guidance to them, but it is something else. So they check it kitna mashayikh ke tareeke mein, or the approach of other people or academics, how difference is there. That years and years they study, but never get chance to drink. The person is deprived, his spirit is dying from hunger. But you go to any person of self purification, kitne nek log duniya mein jo hain, first day they are going to teach you something that you the drinking will begin from the first day, benefiting from the first day. Bas is tarah uska hota jayega. To shariat jo hai is no different than tariqa. They said the example of it is that like the orange and the juice of it is never separate thing. They are not opposites. But it is very, very, they are related. And haqiqa, where you want to reach, is to drink the juice, and that is haqiqa, or the reality which you want. Or ihsan. You remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ihsanu, ihsan is أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. The worshipping Allah as you are seeing. As you are seeing. It's not you are seeing Him. He never said that. It's as you are, as if you see Him. So this is a state. This is a state, spiritual state. This is drinking of the actual benefit from Iman and Islam and perfection of it. So this is gumbrahi, this is misguidance, especially people who belittle Sharia. Sharia has more stated. Without Sharia, there's no tariqa. Without tariqa, there's no haqiqa. So there's no advanced state without that. Basically that means the aqaid and fiqh, for example, and some of the outward commands, part of Sharia. So nowadays there is a lot of misguidance regarding confusion, non-Muslim, some Muslim, they say we are spiritual people, but we don't pray, we are in prayer 24 hours. We are reached a destination, we have reached with close to Allah, and the prayer someone should read who is not closed. We are in 24 hours. So they believe in this and they follow this and give their evidences for it. But if slightly they think that are they more in proximity and intimacy and closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam se zyada unko qurb mil gaya hai, and that he is not only praying 5 times but 6 times, including tahajjud and other prayers and extra nawafil. And these people, they are not even praying 5 times and saying that we are closed. So they're not close to Allah, they're close to Shaitan. That's why similar thing Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmahullah said as well, when someone asked him that a person who does not observe prayers and said, I have reached, and the ibadat is for the person, people who have not reached, and we are reached people, hum pahunch gaye hain. I mean, na namaz ki zarurat hai, na jamaat ki, nor anything is haram for us, we can do it. Now, he said that these people have reached, but they have reached Jahannam, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or His closeness. So, centuries before, 12 centuries before, aapne ye faisla farma diya. But, unfortunately, you will find in South Asia, Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, here, especially among some groups of who claim to be Sufi, that they are on this idea. Because someone told them this principle, or if someone has told them, they have not listened, or they don't know. So that's why all the misguidance is there. If they had known this principle, but there's no tariqa without Sharia, or haqiqa without Sharia, everything comes to Sharia. Even tariqat and haqiqat, they are, as Mujaddid al-Faisani rahmullah said, they are the servants of Sharia. They serve the Sharia. And actual fact, everything is in Sharia. So Shariat ki jo hai, wo a bohut bada muqam hai. And it is the, what is the Sharia? Divine law. Without that, actually, no closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shariat is the protector of person from shaitan and nafs. Shariat means the divine law, the do's and don'ts, the outward do's and don'ts as well. So the Sheikh also says the jaise juhala samajhte hain, like many ignorant people they say the falan baat go shariat mein najayiz hai, that this matter or this amal, although in sharia it is not allowed, magar fakiri mein jayiz hai, in fakiri, in tariqat it is jayiz. But he says that albatta, but it is a different science. He says that a person can say that shariat, jab shariat ko faale jawahir ke sath khas kar liya jaye, that shariat is concerned with the actions of limbs of the body, and tariqat is concerned with actions of the heart, the states and stations of the heart. So he says, yes, you can say this, but still it will wholly, it will come under sharia still. But he says, yes, if you want to differentiate, it can be the sharia applies to the limbs and outward actions of the body, and the tariqat applies to the amale qalbiya, the actions, states, stations of the heart. So he said that we can say, for example, kanzo hidayah. Hidayah is kitab of fiqh. These are discuss the masail of shariat. And ahya al-ulum of Imam Ghazali, awarif al-mu'arif of Sheikh Shahabuddin. So these discuss tariqat, masail of tariqat. They are about the amale qalbiya. So he said that the example of these books is like, or these two sciences is like, for example, we have a chapter on Kitab al-Salat, the chapter of Salat, the chapter of Zakah. Although they are different, but there is no contradiction in them. There is a contradistinction. There is a distinction in them that Salat is different, Zakah. So if a person says Salat and Zakah is different matter, they are opposite thing. No. Salah and Zakah, they have their own significance. Similarly, Shariat, Tariqat, it has its own significance. But they are not against each other, but they are part of the same thing. So, everyone is clear about this now? Is samajh aa gayi aapko? Although there is more elaboration on it, but I think if you have understood it, we leave it just there. Ki kabhi bhi zindagi mein you will be saved from shaitan. You follow this guideline, you never be, if you have this principle in your mind, shaitan will never be able to misguide you. Because if you know that shariat is the original thing, and I'm also additional to that tariqat. So there is a circle of sharia. So in Sharia, people can, they have flexibilities, minimum standards are given. In Sharia, minimum standards, that's fatwa, where is fatwa, difference between fatwa and taqwa. Fatwa and taqwa mean, fatwa tells you the minimum standard, taqwa tells you the highest standard. So for example, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah once was traveling, and something, some little filth or anything, like this unclean mud stuck to his kameez, so it was very tiny and very small, and he had given fatwa that a mud like this or filth like this is not does not violate the salah, or does not render the clothing napak, impure as such. But he, although it was very small, but he washed it while he was traveling. His disciples and students asked that Imam Sahib, that you, our respected teacher, now this is the thing which I was saying to you before as well, that person should not read to conclusion what the Salihin, Awliya Allah say and do. You have to ask them. Otherwise, if they reached and rushed to conclusion, they said, look, in the book he has written, you should not wash it, and he himself is washing. He's not acting upon what he preaches himself, so goodbye, I'm jaring. That is how some people do, and as I said, that no one is actually loses, accept themselves. But once they have conviction and iman, that yes, if there is, after even asking, if there is confusion is still there, is something, then they might, one should consider. But still, maybe sometime person is being tested. So they asked Imam Abu Hanifa rahmahullah, that you have given fatwa to us, told us that this is the fatwa, that you don't wash it. You can't, if you don't wash it, it's okay. But you washed yourself. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah said, that was my fatwa and what I did is taqwa. Wo fatwa tha aur ye taqwa hai. So fatwa is meaning the Shariat tells you there is a circle which is the minimum standard. It is the minimum standard. Yes, the minimum. Now in tariqat, there is strictness, there more strictness comes in there. There is no flexibility. There is not more tenderness, more flexibility and more softness there in tariqah, but a person becomes more strict. For example, first he was praying five prayers, now he should pray tahajjud prayer. Wo tariqah to ye hai. So there is more comes in there. And if we think tariqah is, we are praying five, now the five of them goes to zero. Ye tariqah hai. Now that is completely opposite and wrong. So tariqah mein to aur pabandi lag jati hai. So these people who are getting away, and there's nothing else, that they are just getting away from, they are become the disciples of nafs, and they just want to serve the nafs and comfort, and they are trying to free themselves from the amal so that they don't have to do. People go on hajj and they don't pray there, and they're just sleeping there, and they have disciples with them. They say, aap jaye padhe hamari namaz hum Madina Sharif mein padhe yahan bhi. So one disciple said, Hazrat, that you used to say you read in Madinat, ab Madina mein aake bhi aap nahi pad rahe, ab kahan pad rahe, where you read now? That when we were at home, you said, I used to read in Masjid Nabi. Now you are in Masjid Nabi, you are not there as well. So usne kaha, aap main arsh pe jata hoon. He said, oh, okay, if one day I go there, I'll also see there. But anyway. Lekin, to isme, so really, the normal people as well, they are not, normal people are simple people, so that's why they, if they don't pray, they say we are sinful. When these people are cunning, so ye phir dusre tarike se, they're doing the same thing, but in a more evil way, and trying to justify their amal as well. So they are trying to run from the constrictions or restrictions of Sharia, commands of Sharia, and then they come with excuses like this. But you should know, always the Shariat has minimum standard. The tariqat has more higher standard. And the arifin or haqiqa have the highest, and they have more restriction even. To wo jo tariqat pe jo banda chalta hai, wo sunnat ke khilaf nahi chalega. You never go against the sunnah of Rasulullah. One is leaving the sunnah. One is going against the sunnah. Two different things. So you might go leave a sunnah or forget. But you know, wo jo arifin hote hain, arifin mean the muhakkikin and arifin, they even do not leave the sunnah. The established sunnah, they don't need. They might leave this sunnah which is not established. So the established sunnah, they don't never leave. They are very steadfast on that. So, for example, let's give you an example. The four rakat before Isha prayer, now that is not proven from hadith of Rasulullah Sallam. Wo hai nahi hadith mein, four rakat sunnat ghair muqaddah. But the ulama has come to the conclusion that in another hadith, Rasulullah Sallam has said that there is, between every azan and iqama there is prayer. Between every azan and iqama there are prayer. So they said that Rasulullah has said this, but we cannot find in hadith any rakats between for Isha. So they did analogy or qiyas. They said that all other prayers which we established sunnat, for example a fajr, the two faraz, there are two sunnats before them. Zuhr, four faraz, four sunnats before them. Asr is mentioned in the hadith, four faraz, four Isha. So they said the all are corresponding with the faraid. So on that basis, the fuqaha, so they have written that there are four, on their own analogy, that there are four rakat before Isha as well. Isliye usko kehte hain wo sunnat ghair muqaddah, that is not established sunnah. So in hadith, kai hadith, unka, there is no mention even about the sunnah at all. But in another hadith, is mentioned that there is namaz, there is a salah between every faraz, every azan and iqama. To isliya aan de ulama hadith. So, but as going against the sunnah, that for people of tariqah, it should be out of question. And mustahab is the liked acts which Rasulullah did sometimes, and he liked them. Wo over him. Lekin sunnat muqaddah, at least this is the standard. Established sunnah, sunnat muqaddah, a person should actually stick to that. And person of tariqah, they are strict to. If they are doing additional things, so alhamdulillah, or zyada noor hai usme. Then more light, more guidance, more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more resemblance with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is the standard. And always remember, no matter you see an angel who says, I am Jibrail, main aa gaya hun Jibrail now, you are excused from this, you can look at the Na-Mahram, you can do this. You should know one thing, that no one can cancel the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one has the authority to come up with any new command, any new prohibitions, not as such. Yes, explanation of any command given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes. Explanation of prohibition, anything. Or anything which the Sharia is quiet, on that you can make opinion. But come with your opinion as based on kashf. But otherwise, established deen, no matter even any prophet or companion, they say to a companion person, it will be understood that he has misheard, or he has misinterpreted, or something has wrong, or his nafs has got something wrong. As Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabbar Hamawla asked, because many people who never seen Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they think it is really a very great matter. It is. But they think the person who have seen, he is now sin-free, and he is still going to pray, whatever he does is right. Unka ye khyaal ho jata hai. Now that is not true, that he becomes sin. But still, the function of the dream was not that. So Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabbar Hamawla said that even a person, if a person sees in the dream Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or in Kashf, if his zaat is not pure, if his body, his mind, heart is not purified, the conversation which we will have will be contaminated from his point of view. His nafs will contaminate even conversation with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because his zaat is not purified, although what he is seeing is true. He will not be one. And it is not such a thing which should necessarily should happen. So it is, as I said, every Muslim longs for it. But if you do not, then there is no that you are going to hellfire. And one should not keep asking other people. Like the other day, person was asking this student of Ahmad Dida, Dr. Zakir Naik, apart from other questions, have you seen Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream? Now what has that to do with comparative religion or actually knowledge, personal question? So he had answered, he said no. Usko kya, what has the question got from it? Or what has he lost from it? He said no. So banda shariat par amal kar raha hai, deen pe chal raha hai, it is not necessary that he, based on dreams, you are going to be successful or not successful. They have a different function which we will discuss in the principles. There are different principles for them to discuss matters like this. But for now, if you alhamdulillah, by the fadl of Allah, this, remember this, which is very important principle, okay, that all your life until death, no matter which stage you have become a Qutb, or you become a Badal, or you become whatever, there is no escape from it. If you, the more you are close to Sharia, the more actually you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you are away from Sharia, the more you are away from the tariqah. You are the more. You see, tariqah begins, let's say, for example, the Sharia comes from that wall to here, and tariqah begins from this wall to actually there. So a person who is far from Sharia is nowhere near tariqah. He's not even entered the room. Tariqah began from the half of the room, while the Sharia actually began from there, and tariqah began here. So a person who has not even come in this area, there's no possibility of him to go in the other area. The only door to tariqah is here. And which means actually Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all Sharia, what is Sharia? It is other name of Sunnah of Rasulullah. meaning following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his actions, in his states, in his saying, whatever, whichever fiqh you follow, you are Hanafi, you are Maliki, you are Shafi, you are Hanbali, or whatever, Salafi, whatever you believe or you are coming to you as established, at least you should follow that. Once you get out of that, then you are in the hands of Shaitan, and it is very likely that you can even lose your iman as well. And there are certain other points which Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Barahimahullah has said on this following Sharia, but inshallah we are going briefly through, and we have many things to go through, so we cannot cover that in detail. Any question you want to ask? You see, anything you have not understood is very important. Maybe we don't have another chance to go through. Maybe we have once another time or twice in the lifetime to go through these things. So it's better you understand. جی بات پوچھنی ہے تو پوچھ لیں ورنہ پھر مراقبہ کرتے ہیں چلو اوکے آئی آسک یو دین وین آئی سیڈ اباؤٹ دی دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ پری پوزیشن یو فار فیور and people normally reposition themselves. What is meant by that? Iska kya matlab hai? Abadar Ramzan, aapne kya samjha hai? What you have understood from it? So remember, I'm not asking what that means, because that might be difficult, or I'm saying what you understood. Now that is very easy, because at least you have understood something. Wrong or right, that is a different matter. That Allah Azza wa Jal has prepositioned us or prepositioned us now and then in this life to bestow his favors, but we reposition ourselves, and that's why we lose and are deprived. Aapko nahi samajh aayi? You not understood it? Ji? Sorry, what did they stop?
They stopped doing the Sharia things.
So if you want to explain to me how you will, just imagine I don't know anything at all about this, so how will you explain this concept? Let's say you've gone home and you are trying to explain to your brother or sister. So kya batayenge aapko? If you just say the sentence which you have said, I don't think they'll understand much. Unko zyada samajh nahi aayegi uski. نہیں سمجھ آئی آپ کو کوئی تو ایٹ لیسٹ اف یو ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ جسٹ سے آئی ہیو ناٹ انڈرسٹوڈ اٹ دیکھیں اس میں کوئی حرج نہیں ہے اچھا مطلب وسیم آپ بتائیں So what do we do in the test which stops us receiving favor?
Certain
things like what's happened to me. Ah, okay, mashallah, partly. Ali Sheikh, aap taein.
What I've understood is that if you do certain things, you shouldn't stop it, and you shouldn't stop doing it due to any shaitanic waswasa and things like that. And you should try to keep doing it.
آپ تائیں بردر ناظم میں آپ MashaAllah, good, you are giving different examples and it's good to actually. So many things you can explain by this. Like Brother Nadim is saying that in the tariq, tariq is a, if you have come to a tariq, you have been pre-positioned to receive favor. So meaning that you stay on the tariq. Now if you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have favor, will bestow favor on you. You are getting the reward and benefit, whatever you are doing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to everyone. But something is called finding favor when Allah's fazl. Wo ab aapko pata nahi kab hona hai, lekin wo nekokar logon pe, whoever keeps trying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually bestows favor on them. So maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that, for example, in the third stage or in the second stage, somewhere you are going to be favored. But you reposition yourself, reposition either by missing and the azkar or leaving the course altogether and being lazy, so you never reach that stage. So a person will never. Or as a whole, for example, another example, easy example is this life. This life is a pre-positioned before the alam e barzakh, before the day of judgment, to receive such favor that you, forever and ever you will be infinite life you will have, and you will ever ever you will live in bliss and blessed life and enjoyable life. So this is your favor can be stored in this life if you have been pre-positioned here. Now if you reposition yourself in this life, meaning to spend life in sinfulness and rebelliousness, you reposition, you lost the. So when the time of favor was to come, when and the end on the day of judgment, when people will say, "Go into Jannah," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "By fazal the fifth." The fazal will be bestowed, you will not be there. Even because you reposition yourself where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually wanted you, you didn't stay there. So all the time, in every situation, even difficult situation as well. For example, husband and wife might quarrel, brothers and sisters might, families might, financial difficulties, you are repositioned. Position there. Maybe you are positioned there actually for a fazl, to receive fazl of Allah. That's why Rasulullah said that both states are good for the believers. Wonderful is the state of the believer. If he is in calamity, still he can receive favor. If he is in luxury, he is getting blessings, still he can receive favor and blessings. And that is one of the things which one learns in this course as well. How to do. So a person should not be depressed, and yet there is difficult times which come on the person, it becomes difficult to bear, but one have to know the big picture, ki bhai aap kahan hai, then now is the time wahan jo log rahe hain. So at the time of Rasulullah, the Muhajireen who came from Makkah, who believed in Islam and Rasulullah in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they were prepositioned there already before them. Ansar was in Madinah al-Munawwarah, they were there. So the one who accepted Islam, alhamdulillah, they had highly favored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their status is higher, the Muhajireen ka bahut bada darja hai. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, unka Hazrat Bilal رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, although they were persecuted, Hazrat Bilal was very much persecuted as well and tortured, but they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pre-positioned Hazrat Bilal there, although he was the ghulam of Utbah or Abu Jahl, those people, So he was prepositioned there to receive favor. So he stayed there, and they, when he had the opportunity of believing, if he believed in Islam and they tortured him, he didn't move. He was there. But what was the result of that? How did he find favor? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him? He became actually the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He became the servant of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a very big maqam. Anyone cannot come servant or servant. Because the people who normally become near the mashayikh or the anbiya alayhi islam, they know their natures as well. Unko pata hota hai ki bhai kya hai, what to give, what not to give, what time to do this, or what they understanding. These are special people. They are special quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. So, uska hi hota hai. So there are so many other examples, but I hope you understand. Abhi bhi kisko samajh nahi aayi? Who have not yet understood about this? And the second thing I said, that it doesn't mean you sit hand on hand, do not try. You try at the same time, but wherever after trying you fall, that is your place. A person should actually be steadfast and sabir there, and especially doing the lawful things and abiding by the Sharia and Sunnah. Prepare, inshallah, people will be our blessings. ٹھیک ہے ابھی پھر مراقبہ کر لیتے ہیں تھوڑی دیر.